Hey everybody, thank you Cheryl. Assuming you guys can hear me okay. Maybe you can't. I don't hear any responses. Yes, loud and clear. Good, good, good. Connie is not yet here. She texted a little while ago and said she might be late. I'm sure she's got a lot going on, as all of us do, trying to get out of town for our Italy trip. I am coming to you live from the Awakening Together Retreat Center. I'm sitting in the dining room. Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. Hal joined us today. You may have seen Regina's Facebook post. Hal's come down to Hal Seeley. He's on our board, and he has come down to do some handyman work for us and help us get this women's dorm in shape, as well as a number of other things. So we're real grateful to have Hal here. Yes, the furniture is beautiful. The whole place is just gorgeous. It really is just a dream come true. So we had several visitors today. In fact, we had one woman show up today from Abigail Edwards from Louisiana. Thanks, Cheryl. It's just really exciting, and it just feels like there's just a real draw here. So it's fun, and I am blessed to be here. So, having said that, let me take a moment for prayer. Get a drink here. So maybe it was just a pause. Maybe we're experiencing a little bit of internet. It's all right. Cheryl, you're wrong. No. But maybe we're experiencing a little bit of internet lag here. When he set it up today, he said the internet would get faster. We ordered a 50 Mbps, whatever that means. It means fast. that's not going to happen, I think, for like 24 hours. So it will get faster, but it may be a little bit slower today. So I'm going to ask, I'm going to holler across the room here and ask Hal. Hal, are you still live? So I keep dropping the mic, which is good to know. Can you all hear me now? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, Cheryl thinks maybe it's her issue. So, okay. So how the long one was maybe too drawn out. I do want to express my gratitude. Again, so blessed to be where I am. So blessed to be in the company of all of you all. Just really happy to be in the flow of life here. So, amen. I'm going to ask one more time. Y'all still? Oh, okay. Y'all are still hearing me. I see the amens. Thank you. Okay. Good. All righty. Looks like we left off NTI Hebrews chapter 3. Yes. Thank you. Be grateful for who you are, for you are all things. In your gratitude for all things, the awakening to all things occurs. What this reminds me of is, it seems like I've had this conversation a couple of times over the last few days. It's how myopic we are based on, Regina talks about it, is the box that we're in. We see what we expect to see, right? Not in this just this grand scale of, if you expect lack and limitation, you get lack and limitation. But, well, for example, in that scene in What the Bleep, they talk about how The Indians could not see Columbus's ship because they'd never seen a ship before. But one day one of the wise chiefs saw ripples in the ocean, right? And then he was able to figure out, oh, there's something causing the ripples. And from that, he could then, you know, extrapolate and see the ships. we just don't realize how our habits of thinking and our habits of perception keep us in our boxes. And so for me, this is about, you know, in our gratitude for all things, we're no longer placing limits on what we're able to see. If we're grateful for everything, we open up our perception to the possibility of all things. And so again, I'm going to read these two sentences. It says, "Be grateful for who you are, for you are all things. In your gratitude for all things, the awakening to all things occurs. You do not sleep in your awareness of truth. You sleep in your forgetfulness. In your awareness, you are awake. In your gratitude, awakefulness is praised. Give thanks for every moment that you experience your awakened state to any degree or measure. Give thanks for every moment that you experience your awakened state to any degree or measure." Yeah, we had a quote last night at the board meeting that talked about practicing whatever little you understand. This reminds me of that. Give thanks for every moment that you experience your awakened state to any degree or measure. Each glimmer and each fluttering of the eyes is a moment that is truly praiseworthy. Fall to your knees in gratitude, and you hasten upon itself the state that is fully awakened. So, yeah, obviously this is encouraging us to go deeper and deeper into our gratitude. And of course, that reminds me of, you know, when it comes down to it, all these things mean the same thing, right? Gratitude, willingness, love, right? Allowing. But it does remind me, I think it's Ephesians that says, be grateful for your willingness as if it were everything, because it is. But you can see it's just like this this sweeping energy that takes you, carries you along with it. Y'all can't see me waving my hands around, but I am. Sweeping energy that takes you into the fullness of your being. And I hope you can feel that. I can just feel that energy. Fall to your knees in gratitude, and you hasten upon itself the state that is fully awakened. Rest the mind that is sleeping, and it shall awaken from its dreams. Yeah, and of course, you know, we talk about that. Where are you going to focus your attention? Where are you going to direct your attention? To the mind, right? That's with this busy, busy mind, that's sleeping. You know, it seems very busy. That's actually sleeping. So let's change our focus, and we do that by jumping into this stream of gratitude. Rest the mind that is sleeping, and it shall awaken from its dreams. Gratitude is the way, as is resting. Have gratitude for the state of awakening, and rest peacefully any murmurings of dreams. In this way, sleep may be finished, and awakening may joyously be received. Take my advice. Remember that it is your mind that you tend to. You are the leader of your own awakening. By your own decision, do you awaken? I think that might be Connie calling me. Let me see if I can get Messenger up here. I don't know why it's ringing on my tablet and not on my... Yep, she is. I don't know why it's not showing on my phone. We'll see if it works this way. I mean, on my computer. Hey, Connie.
Hey, sorry I'm tardy.
That's all right. No problemo. Can y'all hear?
Sorry?
No problemo. Oh, again, guys, we are... I got to find where we were reading from. Okay. You are the leader of your own awakening. By your own decision do you awaken. That's the last line on of Hebrews chapter 3. On page, thank you, Cheryl. On page 402.
Okay.
Okay. So,
Hebrews, by your own decision do you awaken. That's powerful, isn't it?
It is very powerful. And the page before we were reading, Connie was talking about how gratitude leads the way. Gratitude is the way, as is resting. Have gratitude for the state of awakening, and rest peacefully any murmurings of dreams. So there you go. Gratitude.
Yeah, I think I listened to a talk of yours on As It Is the other day, and you were speaking to... gratitude being the way, and it was really hitting home, so thank you.
Cool, thank you. Okay, Hebrews chapter 4. The peace of God is within. The peace of God is eternal, and it is never lost. The peace of God is realized and accepted based upon the power of your own decision. The peace of God is realized and accepted based upon the power of your own decision. It is up to you. You may choose the peace of God, and you may choose turmoil. You make the choice based upon the desire that seems dearest to you. Now, I don't know about you, but this is, again, one of those things like when we picked up A Course in Miracles and I said, I don't feel separate. But it's, I mean, that's the initial reaction. And so maybe that's, maybe it's that it's ego speaking first, but it's like, well, wait a minute. I mean, I know this to be true. And again, it's like I was talking about just a moment ago, Connie, before you joined, it's where we focus our attention. That's what this is really talking about. Because most of us would say, well, I don't choose turmoil. I don't want turmoil in my life. Well, where are you focusing your attention? Are you focusing your attention on the turmoil that is the world, right? If you're fully immersed in that, if you're fully believing that, you're going to experience turmoil, chaos, conflict, right? So that's how you make the choice. Where is it that I focus my attention?
You know, when I was told that story about fussing at that lady at that stoplight because she blocked the intersection and screamed at her and was ugly, and we made the corner, and Debbie said, you know, we're not really in a hurry.
We could have screamed at three more people.
You know, I mean, it is, you know, it's a world you choose. You know, my whole day was rush, and that was my focus. I was still rushing.
Yeah, and it's Well, let's go on and read this next paragraph, because I think that story and that thought will come in with that. By the way, Cheryl wrote, I was addicted to pain. When I accepted that, that is when I could choose differently. When she accepted, yeah, well, that's what they say in AA, right? Yeah, accepting the problem is the first step, yeah. Accepting your addiction is the first problem, or something like that, I'm told.
next. First step in solving the problem, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they say until you admit that you've got a problem, until you admit that you're addicted to alcohol, again, I'm taking this on what I've read here, there, and the other place, that, you know, there's no, you know, you can't even begin the solution, right?
Right.
Until you recognize the problem. All right. This is Hebrews chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Today is now. The mistake you make is thinking that today is tomorrow. And so you see your true desire, but you put it off until another time. Truly, I tell you, if you do not choose the true desire of the heart now, it is because you believe that another desire may still be dearest to you. If you believe that another desire is dearest to the truth of your heart, you are sleeping because you have forgotten who you are and you have forgotten the truth of what you want. Yeah, what comes to me as I read that is, thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl's telling me what the real AA thing is, and that is that till you accept that I am powerless over, and whatever it is, I'm powerless over alcohol, I'm powerless over drugs, I'm powerless over emotions, or I'm powerless over sex. So that's the statement that you accept, right?
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Cheryl. But yeah, what I think of when we read this paragraph is, you know, that I don't think Michael Langford was the first one to say it, but he talks about until you want awakening as badly. Hang on. Okay. All right. It looks like it's Cheryl's having some issues there on her end. Maybe they're already turning your internet off, Cheryl. It's all me, she says. Ain't it the truth? Isn't that always the answer? It's always me. Yeah. All right, so let's see where we are. So, yeah, again, I mean, I think this takes us back up to that I was expressing when we I'm going to move you a hair so I can see the clock. By the way, I'm going to get a notice in a minute. Yeah, that one of those. But it takes us back up to that thought we were looking at a minute ago. It's like, it's up to you. You may choose the peace of God and you may choose turmoil. And I'm going, I don't choose turmoil. I don't choose conflict, you know. And it says, you make the choice based upon the desire that seems dearest to you. And again, you're going to go, oh, no. The most important thing to me is, that notice just came up on my tablet. The most important thing to me is awakening, but is it? You know.
It's getting through the stoplight.
Yeah, it's getting through the stop sign. It's getting my way, you know. And again, it's not a. It doesn't make you wrong. It you know, it's an error that's requesting correction. Doesn't make you wrong. Doesn't make you bad. Doesn't have any real effect on anything, frankly. Except your own awakening, except your own, you know, again, your decision to suffer or not to suffer.
I don't know, that woman looked pretty shocked.
Well, then she wasn't awake either. I mean, it's just, you know, a matter of being in the world. So, yeah, so this is making the point, again, truly, I tell you, you may not believe what we just talked about, but truly, I tell you, If you do not choose the true desire of the heart now, it is because you believe that another desire may still be dearest to you. So, you know, so why don't we follow our prompts to whatever, meditate or do our lesson, or we hear the voice that says, don't say that, don't say that, don't say that, and then we say it.
I had to roll down my window to say it.
But it's because we have another desire, right? That we're still, and of course, the other point that this paragraph is making is, you know, we're like, yeah, you know, I'll meditate when I get home, and I'll be enlightened, you know, by the time I'm dead, or whatever our plan is. Right? It's like, well, I'll apply this later, or I'll apply it in church, or I'll apply it when it's more convenient, or, you know, I know the truth, but I'll work on this later. And why are we doing that? Because we're still mistaken about who we are, frankly, but we're still actually desiring something else. So, I've spoken. Do you have something you want to say before I read on, Connie?
Yeah, I think we desire something else because maybe we don't really believe the whole possibility of what's being offered.
Oh. I don't know. Wow, this perception. Perceptive.
I was standing behind the computer. I'm like, how the heck did she see me?
She's all sitting annoyed. She's annoying.
Thank you, Jack.
That feels real meaty. I don't know that I have. I think you make an excellent point, Connie. I'm not sure where to go with it. Yeah. Hey, Duff. Well, let's see what NTI says about it. Maybe it will address that. Want to? All right.
Sure.
All right. This is verses 8 through 11, Hebrews chapter 4, page 402. In your sleep, you do not remember that the true desire of the heart is your true desire now. And so you do not practice it. But in the fluttering of your eyes, you do remember. In that state of consciousness that nears awakening, you step outside of dream and remember within the depths of your heart that which is your true desire.
The doubts that came up, and she would go and be gone for 6 months and then come back.
Yeah, that whole fear that the truth isn't true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I think it's the way he's saying it here is not remembering that the truth is true.
Right? The more you travel along the path, you know, the more liberation you experience, the less suffering you experience.
I was going to say, the less suffering, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, so why would you wait at the point he's making here, or you made earlier, is, you know, somebody's going to put that off to the end of their life. They'll go, well, I'll get it before I die or something. But why would you put off suffering just before you die?
Oh my God. Every ounce out of that suffering I can. Well, and let's look at this next paragraph. It says, and so when you remember, you're not bad for not remembering, but when you remember, act. Practice the true desire in each moment that you remember it. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Don't put it off till it's more convenient. Don't put it off till you're not sitting in traffic. Practice the true desire in each moment that you remember it. And you bring yourself closer to the state of full awakening. So if you're not remembering it, you can't practice it, right? Right?
Yeah. But part of this is remembering. It's It's kind of like the course talking about, you know, remembering that you're one with God.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry. Easily distracted here.
So when you remember, act. And so I'm talking about, you know, the course always talks about, you know, the purpose of the course is to help you remember that you're one with God.
Right.
To remember God.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. And so when you remember, act. Practice the true desire in each moment that you remember it, and you bring yourself closer to the state of full awakening. The word of God is living and active. And the word of God within the state of awakening is this: let go of your dreams. For how shall you awaken except through the choice to let go of your dreams? And actually, this
and your fears, I think.
Yeah. Right, and fear is just evidence that you're believing your dreams, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I was thinking, it was coming in my mind a moment ago, how the course talks about the denial of truth, right? And so that's what dreams are, the denial of truth. So what we're asked to do is to deny that. That's the proper use of denial. Again, the word of God is living and active. And the word of God within the state of awakening is this: let go of your dreams. For how shall you awaken except through the choice to let go of your dreams? In the awareness of your true desire, within the perception of your dreams, use the moment given to let go of your dreams. This is the practice of awakening. This is the way to open the mind to the state of full awakening. Now remember, we were just told a moment ago, you are the leader of your own awakening. By your own decision do you awaken. Now it's saying, today is now. The mistake you make is thinking that today is tomorrow, right? When you remember, act. Don't wait till tomorrow. Make no exceptions. In the awareness of your true desire, within the perception of your dreams, use the moment given to let go of your dreams. This is the practice of awakening. This is the way to open the mind to the state of full awakening.
I remember when I got home from the academy. I spent a month there, and I really thought that, and I didn't do it, but I really thought I should do it, is let's go to the other side of my room where my desk was, and right across the wall. This isn't real.
Wow.
I just, and it was probably a prompt, and if it was up there, it would probably be doing me a great deal of service, but yeah, don't get caught up in it because it's not real.
Yeah, it's a nice reminder.
Let go of your dreams.
Yes.
What's to get upset about, right?
Yeah.
It's not real. What's to be fearful of? There's no real consequence.
Yeah.
Why should I let these things control my life?
Yeah. Truly, I tell you, if you do not choose the true desire of the heart now, it is because you believe that another desire may still be dearest to you. That's why. You know, I think this is a a prompt or a call to recognize. The reason this is in here is to recognize what we're really doing. You know, am I following my true desire? I mean, I think that we're far enough along in this process to know, you know, we've touched that true desire often enough to know the true desire of our heart. So, again, it's that prompt to remember. And so we can ask ourselves, what am I desiring now? Am I placing my motive with my faith, or my faith with my motive? Right? Am I demonstrating what I know to be true? Yeah, Cheryl says letting go of worldly desires, because what we demonstrate often, you know, when we're sleeping, is we demonstrate that we want to be seen as important. Or we're demonstrating that we really think that, you know, we're this body and we gotta make money to protect it. And, you know, we're demonstrating where we're putting our faith. So the call is to remember, you know, look at where you're putting your faith. Don't put this off till tomorrow. Put your faith with your true desire. Put your faith with your motive. Let go of your dreams, for how shall you awaken except through the choice to let go of your dreams? Nobody's going to do it for you. You are the leader in your own awakening. So recognize when you're choosing based on another desire. If you don't mind, I'll read that last verse there in Hebrews chapter 4. You may approach each moment of awakening with confidence, because each moment is within the process that it is. You are awakening from your dreams. You are rousing. You know, we talked about that commitment to loving ourselves no matter what. And this is saying, you're doing good. Just keep it up. Just keep it up. And when you remember, practice. And when you don't, you can't, obviously. But don't put it off till tomorrow. Don't say, oh, well, you know, when I'm in a better state of mind, or after I've meditated. Or yeah. So... speaking of which, listen to this next line. Wait a minute, let me take a drink. Hebrews chapter 5, this is on page 403. A great leader has compassion, and you are the leader within your mind. Be gentle with yourself in your own awakening. You are not slipping back in slumber. Listen within for the gentle voice that encourages. Let that be your example. It's okay, Hal. Hal's shushing the coffee pot. Listen within for the gentle voice that encourages. Let that be your example. Be with yourself as that voice is with you, and you lead yourself steadily to your own awakening. And, you know, again, each of us has had enough of a taste of this to know that our spirit does not go, you know, you really suck. If you hear, you know, you really suck, or you're not working, you know, you're bad because you're not working, or you know, just that edge on the voice. I hear it often because I tell myself that often. That's not Holy Spirit. That's not how awakening occurs. That's doubling down on ego. So if that's the voice you're listening to, you are clearly listening to ego, and that just, you just need to recognize that and let that go. Oh, I shouldn't have hollered at that woman. Thought I was, you know, on the path to enlightenment. Ha ha ha. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's still ego. You might as well still be out there hollering at that woman. It's the same thing. You are everything, right?
Yeah. I realized that, that the guilt I was feeling was not productive to my spiritual path or growth.
Yeah. Well, not only is it not productive, it's continuing to place your focus in the wrong place. It's continuing to listen to ego. And I think that there's even an important distinction there. Not productive sounds like, I'm still trying my best. I'm just not quite getting it. But I think we may need to hear, when I'm listening to that voice that goes, boy, are you an idiot, or boy, are you mean, or boy, are you not practicing, that's ego. And so we can just turn from that voice. Just turn from it, right?
Yeah, and I'm hearing you, and I'm really am.
I'm trying.
Excuse me. The other day I was thinking about Regina's class that follows this, and I thought, the name of that class is Gentle Healing. Maybe you don't have to be so hard on yourself. Gentle Healing.
Hey.
That's gonna be what the Holy Spirit is. It's gonna be gentle. It's not. It's like you said. It's not gonna be finding you wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. Yes. Be with yourself as that voice is with you. And you lead yourself steadily to your own awakening. Your prayers of the heart encourage you. They pull you. They pull you. That's funny. It's got like somebody pulling somebody else up onto a platform, right? They pull you into the state of awakening, the prayers of the heart, your prayers of the heart. They are a power that echoes the desire of the heart. So desire may reverberate and bring itself back to you. Spend time in prayer, and you practice the practice of awakening. Spend time in prayer, and you jostle yourself unto your own state of awakening. It's interesting. We've been talking about prayer a little bit. In our trustee meetings. And I think for me, this your prayers of the heart is talking again about the true desire of your heart, to be with that, what is it, to be with your true desire, right? And your true desire is to know the truth of yourself. So that's the leader in your awakening, right? To be there in that spot in your heart. That's the leader in your awakening. When it says you are the leader of your own awakening, to connect with yourself in your heart, right? I mean, to be in that spot in your heart, that's the leader in your awakening. That's the prayer of your heart. So to be within that true desire within your heart is prayer. And that prayer is what pulls you out of your sleep. It goes, come on, let's awaken. Right?
Yeah, I think that pull that we're talking about is what some people call the calling. Mm. I know I've told you that story about a partner saying, well, why is Jacqueline doing this? And I said, well, I think she's got a calling.
Oh, we don't believe in that.
Calling? What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, but it takes one to know one, right?
Calling.
Yeah, that's a recognition. Yeah. Yeah, so, and it says that here, prayers of the heart are a power that echoes the desire of the heart, so desire may reverberate and bring itself back to you.
Yeah. It's a pull and a power, so you kind of get that.
Yeah. Rest assured, this is verses 11 through 14, Hebrews chapter 5, page 403. Rest assured that sleep does not harm you. Forgive yourself when you notice you fall back into sleep. But realize this also. If you're noticing that you fell back into slumber for a time, then you're not within slumber now. For you do not notice slumber. You like that, huh? I do too. For you do not notice slumber when you're deep within it. If you are noticing now, now must be a state of awakening. Rejoice and use now to practice awakening. Through its practice, the state of awakening shall increase. And yeah, we talked about that a while ago with that image of the snowball, right? Yeah.
How nice. Yeah, that's lovely. How sweet for the Holy Spirit to give that to you.
Amen. Thank you, Regina, for writing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I like that part, really, Regina. Thanks. Yeah.
Cheryl says hi, Emily.
Hi, Cheryl.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's really sweet. And it is. It's gentle. It's just like we said. It's just gentle, gentle, gentle. And anything else is something else, right? Anything else is not true. All right. So let's... We have 4 whole minutes.
Yeah, I remember doing the course and reading the lessons like they were a reprimand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And one day, I don't know, something happened and somebody read it a completely different way, and I went, oh, man, we're not being reprimanded for who we are, you know, this worthless sinner. And how come you don't know that you're not a body?
For that matter, not a sinner.
That matter, not a sinner. Exactly. But it's amazing. I mean, I probably was involved doing the lesson several times before I realized it wasn't a reprimand.
Yeah, and actually, that's where we talked. That's where we started today. You do not sleep in your awareness of truth. This is Hebrews chapter 3. You do not sleep in your awareness of truth. You sleep in your forgetfulness. In your awareness, you are awake. In your gratitude, awakefulness is praised. Oh, actually, I meant to read so let me read the sentence above that. It's the first 2 sentences in chapter 3. Be grateful for who you are, for you are all things. In your gratitude for all things, the awakening to all things occurs. So again, it's like, it's that, and so what you talk about when we were first reading the Course in Miracles or practicing those lessons is a perfect example where we started this talk. Because we limit our, you know, we put on these goggles, these blinders, right? We live in our box. And all we can see is what we expect to see in our box. I talked about that scene in What the Bleep, where they can't see Columbus's ships, right? Because they didn't expect to see them. But that's what this is talking about. Again, it's that whole snowball method. It's like gratitude for everything allows you to expand your limited little box to everything, because everything is what you are. How could you not see everything when you welcome everything? And you welcome everything by being grateful for everything. For everything. You don't need it to be different.
And with that gratefulness, there comes an awareness.
It's like
it unlocks a door or something.
Exactly.
Oh, my.
That was there the whole time.
Oh, my. You mean... You mean this? Oh,
my. Exactly. Well, this was fun, but we are out of time.
Well, thank you, everybody. Again, I apologize for being late, but I'm glad I made it because it was delightful. As you will. I love you, Jacqueline.
I love you, Connie. And we love you guys.
Thanks for letting me participate.
Okay, guys. We'll see you after the Italy trip. Bye.
Bye.
I can't find my mic, Gina, so I can't hang. Isn't that funny? My mic's gone. It's just gone.